Welcome back to The Short Leash. This is a monthly series here on the Wear, Wag, Repeat podcast where me, your host, Tori Mystic, shares a 10 minutes or less episode with a quick marketing tip that you can use to reel you back in and focus on what you're working on in your pet business. Of course, today's episode is all about email marketing because that is our Q2 theme. And today, I want to quickly give you some advice and tips around repurposing your email content and repurposing your social media content for email. It can go both ways. I'm all about working smarter, not harder. So we don't always have to completely write everything from scratch and come up with everything. It doesn't have to be totally original every single time that you do something. Hopefully, you're getting new people in your audience, on your list, in your followers on Instagram or TikTok. Hopefully, you're getting new people all the time. So, in fact, you really should be repurposing and recycling your content because there's a whole bunch of new people that are brand new to you all the time, and they're missing out on all the awesome stuff that you shared a year ago or 2 years ago. So, today's tip is to repurpose your welcome sequence emails. A couple episodes ago, I talked to Carrie Fitzgerald back on episode 313, I believe. If you want to go back, it's just, I think, two before this one. And Carrie told us about five emails that you should have in your email welcome sequence. And just to go over them really quickly, they were number one, an introduction and the opt-in incentive or freebie or discount code or whatever it is that you promised people in exchange for their email address. Number two, an email about your brand's secret sauce, basically highlighting what makes your brand unique. Are you super eco-friendly? Are you giving back to charity? Like, what makes your brand really unique? Have you tested out your products in some really unique way? You have to tell people about this because they don't just know it. You have to tell them. Email number three is your business mission or story. So why did you get into the pet industry? Why did you start this business? Even if you feel like your story is the same as everybody else's, I guarantee you it is not because it is your story and there's nobody else out there exactly like you. Email number four is social media follow-up. So Carrie recommends that email four is telling your new email subscribers, hey, come check me out on Instagram or make sure you're following me on TikTok and send me a DM to just say hey over there. This is also a great way for them to see sort of like a virtual catalog of all of your recent posts that you've been posting on social media. And then email number five is social proof and testimonials. So this is where you would share some sort of review or a testimonial or a quote from a customer or a client, maybe a picture of a pet using your products or something like that to give you that social proof for your business. So those are emails one through five. If you want to hear all about them more in depth, go back and listen to my interview with Carrie because it was really, really good. It's basically a plan that you can follow word for word and write your email welcome sequence if you haven't yet, or if you have an email welcome sequence that could use a little spruce up. So this brings me to my tip for this short leash episode. I want to encourage you to repurpose these emails and send them out to your whole list. They don't have to only exist in your welcome sequence. So for example, emails 2 through 5, I think could be sent to your whole list anytime. Some people might have subscribed to your list years ago or a year ago or even 6 weeks ago before you revamped your welcome sequence. So they might have never even seen emails 2 through 5. So I would really encourage you, if you're kind of stumped on what to email your list, go in your welcome sequence and see if you can repurpose one of your brand secret sauce emails, your business mission or your story, a quick email to tell people to follow you on your favorite social media platform, or just sharing some social proof and testimonials. Those are all things that you could be sharing with your whole list at any time. I also want to mention that emails 2 and 3, so number 2 was the brand secret sauce, you know, it's kind of like what makes you special and unique. And number 3 is your business mission or your personal story of why you started your business. Those are also really great let's get reconnected content. So sometimes you might see people on social media. I see this on Instagram all the time, people sharing posts like, hey, it's been a while. There's a lot of new followers here. I thought I would reintroduce myself. And they share some fun things about them. Even with people that I've been following for years and I feel like I know them really well, I'm always discovering new things about them. And it really helps to build the like, know, and trust factor with them. So if you want to look for some inspiration for that, my friend Sharon, her account is Sharon and Teddy Take the City. She has some great resources and advice on her account about how to do the let's get reconnected posts. And once you create that for Instagram, girl, go use that for your emails as well. You should totally get reconnected with the people on your email list as well. I don't know about you, but for my emails, I have just like a core group of people who reply to me on the regular. But there's hundreds and sometimes thousands of people who I never hear from, who never reply. So I don't know if they're reading every single email, and I don't expect anyone to follow every single step and move that I make in my business and my life. So it's totally okay to send out these getting to know you emails and also doing them on social media. In fact, I believe Sharon recommends doing this on your social media accounts once a month. So I know I'm definitely very lax in doing that. I need to take Sharon's advice myself. Maybe I can go repurpose one of my emails because I know I have this information already in my email welcome sequence. So wrapping up this short leash episode, I'm always trying to keep this one nice and short for you. I want you to, if you haven't already, go and listen to my interview with Carrie about your email welcome sequence. See how you can revamp your email welcome sequence. And then I want to challenge you to repurpose at least one of those emails as a newsletter that you send out to your whole list, not part of the welcome sequence, just an email you send to everyone to get reacquainted. And if you're up for the challenge, I would like you to repurpose one of those emails as a getting to know you post on social media. So this little challenge is designed to make your life easier, to help you repurpose stuff, and ultimately to work smarter, not harder. Okay, this was this month's episode of The Short Leash. Make sure that you tune in next week. I will tell you what we have coming up in the month of May. And as always, if you want to connect with me on social media, you can find me on Instagram at wearwagrepeat. But the best way to connect with me is on my email list. And that wherever you're listening to this podcast, you can look at the show notes and find a link to subscribe to my list. Hopefully, I'll talk to you there soon.